This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The economy's a big issue in this presidential election, and this morning we're learning that the economy grew at a very nice 2.8 annual rate from July through September. Today, the presidential candidates are blitzing battleground states, with Election Day less than a week away. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Within a half hour and about 60 miles from each other, both Kamala Harris and Donald Trump will appear in North Carolina. Harris has a late afternoon stop in Pennsylvania, and then both will be in Wisconsin. Harris in Madison, with guest stars Mumford & Sons. Trump will pull out his own star power in Green Bay. Packers legend Brett Favre.
Last night,
at a rally in Allentown, Pennsylvania Tuesday night, Donald Trump railed against Vice President Kamala Harris, saying the country can't afford another 4 years with a Democrat at the helm.
Kamala has embarrassed us. She doesn't have what it takes.
Harris pledged to put country over party and self in a speech with the White House backdrop.
I pledge to seek common ground and common sense solutions to make your life better.
I'm Jennifer King.
Do you think the conflict in the Middle East is going to ramp up into a wider war? The AP's Donna Warder with what you told pollsters.
About half of American voters who answered the survey by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research say they're extremely or very worried that the Middle East conflict could become an all-out regional war. About 4 in 10 are concerned that the United States will be drawn into a war in the Middle East. I'm Donna Warder.
Police in the Philippines say they've arrested 3 suspects in the kidnapping of an American, and they believe the victim is still alive. Elliot Eastman is from Vermont. He's 26 years old. This is AP News. North Korea is close to test firing a missile capable of reaching the U.S. That's according to South Korea's military. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
South Korea's military intelligence agency has told lawmakers it believes North Korea has finished preparations to conduct a nuclear test at its testing ground in the northeastern town of Punggye-ri. Lee Seung-kwon, one of the lawmakers who attended the hearing, tells the AP the detonation is likely to be carried out at Tunnel No. 3. North Korea conducted its 6th and last nuclear test in 2017. Also, in a closed-door hearing, the agency said some advanced units of North Korean troops sent to Russia may have arrived at battlefronts as the forces prepare to move to the Kursk region, where Russia's struggled to push back a Ukrainian incursion. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.